Listen to this one. Have you heard of Cro-Magnon man? Maybe you heard of Neanderthal man or the Australopithecine? You'll be careful how you say that one. Have you heard about these? So you assume, because you've probably seen the books like I have when I was a kid growing up, that it shows this man grows to this man and this one grows to this and so and so. She said that is not true at all. She said we know, all of us, she said, we know for a fact that all of them coexisted at the same time. All these so-called men or Homo sapiens were existing at the same time. The reason we give a particular time period a name is because we found more of the remains of those particular Homo sapiens than we did the others. So we labeled it that. But they couldn't have progressed because in each time period, they all existed, but there were more of this than there were that, and that's the reason you got the name. How many of you knew that? No? You knew it? See, it's not common knowledge, but it is, for a fact, the reality. So it's a very popular thing to just let people become without faith. And this is what I'm very much opposed to. I do not want anybody to lose their faith. This is why we're very careful in our work and in our project not to attack other people's beliefs, because I don't need them to become atheists. This is not a good way. This is not progressive at all. If we want to talk about, for instance, the Bible, if you want to talk about the Bible, it's very easy to disprove that the English Bible ever came from Jesus. I mean, that's like so easy. As soon as you realize that the English didn't exist even 1,000 years ago, how could it be that the English Bible came from Jesus when he was 2,000 years ago? That would be the end of that conversation immediately, wouldn't it? And that's before we even talk about textual criticism, before we talk about the history of the translations and interpolations, etc., etc. But we don't need to go there. That's not where we want to start. We're not here to disprove. What we want to do is, and this is what Allah told us to do, to discuss or argue these points in a way that's better. And the better way is to do what? What Allah has told us, and I'm talking to the Muslims right now, what Allah has told us is that we believe in what was originally sent down. Yes? So we don't have any doubt about the fact that the Bible originally came from Allah, do we? Is there any doubt in your mind? If there is, then you're not a Muslim. Because that's what it says in the Quran. So why bother to talk about the end when we already agree on what's the beginning? Are you with me yet? Let us look at this. How many of you know about Yusuf Ali translation of Quran? Huh? Is that considered revelation? Is that revelation? The English Yusuf Ali came down in the middle of the night at the Dairy Queen and... No! This is crazy stuff, yeah? So, what we know is that the original came in the Arabic language to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we still hear it today. Yes? So why bother to go through all this rigmarole when you can just go to what we have and talk about that? Isn't that more positive? And isn't that the way that Muhammad did it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did he? Didn't he talk about what he had rather than going around telling people what they didn't have? If a person's smart enough, they can figure, hey, I like what this guy has, I want that. I was in manufacturing, sales, and marketing for many years. And one of the rules that we always had is, sell what you have. Okay, sell what you have, and don't worry about your competition, because if you talk about the competition, they're liable to go over there and buy anyway. If you keep talking about the competition, it must be pretty good. Why do you keep talking about it? You follow? Now you talk about what you have. And it's much better. You learn about your competition, of course. Besides, if it turns out theirs is better, maybe you need to think about it. But in any case, the subject tonight is about salvation. But before we can talk about salvation, it needs to be that we are to talk about, is there really a God? Because if there's no God, you don't need to worry about salvation. And if there's no next life, who cares? And this is a real serious problem. Because if people, if the vast majority of human beings didn't believe in anything, what would cause them to act with any responsibility? What would morals be if we don't have a belief in something? For instance, just take this for an example. Somebody goes into the courtroom, huh? An atheist, okay? And you're asking him to swear on the Bible. He said, I don't believe in it. You bring the Quran. He said, I don't believe in it. What's he going to swear on? Well, we want you to swear on what you hold dear, so that you're going to tell the truth. What does the atheist believe? He said, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me nothing. Yes or no? Think about it. And if he has no anchor, if he has no, let's say, furqan or criterion, he doesn't have any basis, he can do anything he wants to because he would be amoral. He will use the excuse that, hey, you know, what's good to you might be bad to somebody else. You heard people talk like that? So, what difference does it make? Do it. Feels good, do it. Just don't hurt anybody else. Well, what do you consider hurt? So, you have to have some kind of basis. Or where will your society be? Now, up until the last 50 years, the number of people on the earth who are atheists has always been in very low percentage, from the 3 to 5%. It has grown almost double. It's reaching somewhere close to 8-9% now. You might think that's not a big deal. I consider that very serious. Very serious. Because it means they have no belief in anything. Nothing. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever met an atheist? You ever talked to them? You ever wonder where they're coming from? What do they have? What can they look forward to? I saw today, they had something on the internet. Anybody know about YouTube? You heard about YouTube? What a dumb name. But it works, so I got one too. It's called YouTubeIslam.com. Oh yeah. But they were talking about someone who had killed a number of people. He killed a number of people. Now once he knows, and yet they didn't catch him, once he knows that the maximum he can get is like a 99-year sentence, he's already killed a bunch of people. What's to stop him from killing more now? What? Nothing. If he has no conscience, if he doesn't care, if he doesn't believe in anything, and he already knows the maximum they can do to me is this, so what will stop this guy? Nothing. And that's only one person going around killing people. Stop and think, if you've got 20 or 30,000 people running around the same way, this is, now it gets serious, doesn't it? Anybody ever been to Norway? Sweden? Anybody been to Sweden? Denmark? Okay, all right. You know what I'm talking about? When I went to Sweden, they told me that one of the things they're real happy with is the fact that they are a society based on socialism. That the government itself takes care of you. You don't have to worry about it. From the time you're born until the time you die, from the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to sleep at night, the government